following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yes, somebody said, "You're kitty kitty." Well, here I am. Hello, and a happy Sunday to everybody. It is your favorite kitty cat, DJ Jitar. I am here on live on the radio, and I've got plenty of music for you, but I also do requests, and I'll talk about that when I come back in a few minutes. I actually had a really good show last night. I had a very interactive audience, at least as far as requests. I had a lot of requests last night. Anyway, or actually early this morning for those of you on the East Coast. Anyway, I've got plenty of music. I'm going to share it with you. You're listening to DJ Jitar. This is WOGRDB Columbia, South Carolina.
In the mix.
Power Generation Radio.
Hey.
it's nice. I live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all. They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Life's been good to me so far.
Oh, yeah, the boy can do. picture all the violence and double talk. It's just a song in all the trouble and the strife. You do the walk, yeah, you do the walk of life. You do the walk of life.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay. Well, great block there. Okay, I had a great time with that one. Anyway, let me get rid of the legal requirements here. I got to tell you what you just heard. Joe Walsh started off my show here with Life's Been Good. Well, actually, RuPaul's Kitty Girl started off the show, but then the first block was Joe Walsh. Life's Been Good. War. Did Why Can't We Be Friends? Walk of Life was Dire Straits. Randy Newman did Short People. I got lots of music coming up, so don't go anywhere. Anyway, It's the first break, so I need to talk about requests for a moment. I have an online request system, which actually got used a lot last night. And I'm actually in the middle of writing version 2 of the back end for it. What you do is you go to the station's website, where you probably already are anyway, ourgenerationradio.com, and in today's schedule for today's show, and also in the DJ's profile pages under my profile, DJ Jitar, you'll find a link to my online playlist system, and you just click on that, take you to my playlist. You can pause through everything that I've got loaded into Sam Broadcaster, and click the little button that says request, and I get the song on for you as soon as I can. Anyway, I've got lots of more music for you, including something special for Bruce Springsteen fans, and I do mean special. Anyway, you're listening to DJ Jitar on OurGenerationRadio.com.
The hottest DJ. Hottest DJ. Mixing the beats.
Our Generation Radio.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally hard. nonsense and the bigger end. And I won't break and I won't bend. And with the last breath we ever take, we're gonna get back to the simple life again.
There are no perfect answers, but that's okay because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Meow! Okay, yes, I'm still here. I got to pray for a minute. Anyway, what did I play in that block was the Eagles did Life in the Fast Lane. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I don't know how many times I've said that, and I always say it right. For some reason, I couldn't say it this time. Up Around the Bend. I also played the reggae version of Life is a Flower by Ace of Base and Elton John's Simple Life. Okay, so I promised something special, something very special for Bruce Springsteen fans. He has a new album coming out in about a week and a half on the 11th of November, and I have one of the songs from the new album, which I'm about to play. Anyway, if you've got a Bruce Springsteen fan in the house, or if you are, yeah, make sure you get them all tuned in, because here it is. I'm going to play it for you right now, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. You're listening to DJ Guitar. This is WOGRDB Columbia, South Carolina, Our Generation Radio.
Warning. Warning. What you're about to hear may cause your speakers to explode.
Our Generation Radio.
Marvin. He was a friend of mine, and he could sing his song, his heart in every line. Marvin sang of the joy and pain. He opened up my mind. I still can hear him say, oh, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Say you will sing your songs forevermore, forevermore. Gonna be some sweet songs coming down on the night shift. I bet you're singing proud. Oh, I bet you're full of cry. Gonna be a long night. It's gonna be alright on the night shift.
On the night shift.
You found another home. I know you're not alone on the night shift. Like yesterday, when we were working out, Jackie, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us. Your love had lifted us higher and higher. Keep it up. And we'll be there at your side. Oh, say you will sing your songs forevermore, forevermore. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down on the night shift.
On the night shift.
I bet you're singing proud. You're full of cry. It's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be alright on the night shift.
On the night shift.
You found another home. I know you're not alone on the night shift. Gonna miss your sweet voice, that soulful noise on the night shift. We all remember you. Your song is coming through. Gonna be a long night. It's gonna be alright on the night shift.
On the night shift.
You found another home. I know you're not alone on the night shift. You found another home. I know you're not alone on the night shift.
Thank you. Some must confess, those little red panties, they died for death. So I tuck around the belly, face down on the mattress. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say. We'll be right back.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With live DJs across the USA, this is Our Generation Radio, WOGR-DB, Columbia, South Carolina, a member of the National Association of Digital Broadcasters.
Okay, yeah, Bruce Springsteen, of all people, has a new album coming out on the 11th of November, what, about a week and a half. If the song sounded familiar, well, yeah, it should. That was from 1985. The Commodores did that. It's called Night Shift. It was, of course, about Marvin Gaye. I've got a couple of more albums coming up. Neil Young has an album coming up the week after. I should have that next week. And also Nickelback has a new album coming out. There's still a lot of people on my radar, including The Cure, The Zombies, Dua Lipa, and Depeche Mode. Yeah, they've all got upcoming albums, but those don't have dates yet. And Janet Jackson is still listed as having an album coming up called Black Diamonds, but it's been in production for like 2 or 3 years, and we still don't have a date for it, so I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, what else did I play in that block? Yeah, I played Bruce Springsteen's Night Shift. It's a cover version of the 1985 Commodores hit. I've also played David Bowie's Dancing in the Street. Third Eye Blind did Semi-Charmed Life. Prince did Pop Life. A Taste of Honey did Boogie Oogie Oogie. Okay, what have I got coming up here? I've got more music coming up for you, including, well, let's start off the next block with King Harvest. Do you remember them? Yeah, this is kind of a slow song, especially for my show, but it's a great song, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. You're listening to DJ Jitar. This is Our Generation Radio.
You're locked on to the number one radio station. Number one radio station.
They play the best music.
Number one. The best music. For your listening pleasure.
Our Generation Radio.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets so big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling.
could never cause you pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine, and there's my whole angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
Angel is the centerfold. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Angel is the centerfold.
Slipped me notes under the desk while I was thinking about her dress. Turned away before she caught my eye. I was shaking in my shoes whenever she flashed those baby blues. Something had a hold on me when Angel passed close by. Those soft fuzzy sweaters, too magical to touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much.
My blood runs cold.
Singing song.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay. Another block of music down. Okay, and I still got two more blocks. Anyway, I'm going to do kind of a couple of very classic rocks from the 70s. A couple of my favorites, including, and a couple of other things too. Anyway, what did I play? I started off with King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight. You remember that? Pop music, but the group was just called M. Okay, that's all they were called at the time. Sometimes now, recently, they're called M Factor, but they're still known by M. Anyway, the Jay Giles Band also did Centerfold and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. Plenty more music coming up for you, but if you have something that you want to request, go ahead to the station's website, look in today's schedule, and you'll find a link to my playlist, my online playlist. I've only got about 20 minutes more that I can take requests, because, I've only got about 40 minutes left to my show. Anyway, I know what you want. You want the Meowzak. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I'm going to give it to you. Paper Lace is next. You're listening to DJ Jitar. Meow!
This is Our Generation Radio.
Summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet. And I asked someone who said, about 100 cops a day. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night. There was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Yes, indeed, the night Chicago died. The night Chicago died.
Chicago guy.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and now requests are off for the day. I've done all the requests. Anyway, what did I just play? I played, some songs that maybe people don't really remember. I started with Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died, and then I did The Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. Guns N' Roses did Sweet Child of Mine, and Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy. So, tying in with the next song here, I'm a gamer. Forever, actually. And I've resurrected a couple of my older games, Descent, and I've been playing Sims Medieval for, about 2 days since yesterday. Anyway, earlier this week, I actually managed to get a hold of a copy of the latest Microsoft Flight Simulator, and I gotta say, I sort of expected it to perform very badly on my computer. My gaming computer is 12 years old, and I actually resurrected it out of the trash. Put a new video card in it, and I've put memory in it, and I had to recently replace the hard drive with an SSD drive, but I was really, really, really disappointed with Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020. And I knew it wasn't going to run at all until I put the memory in, at the same time I replaced the hard drive about a month ago, 2 months. Has it been 2 months already? Wow, alrighty. Time going fast. Anyway, it ran at like 3 frames per second, totally unplayable, and it kept crashing. I mean, the first 6 times that I tried to load it, it crashed. So anyway, that kind of goes in with the next song. Anyway, I'll be back in a couple of minutes to close out my show, and you're listening to DJ Jitar. Meow!
Our Generation Radio!
What they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most to hell with hate, come on, get on board. La da 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 da
you see what's happening to you and me. God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Oh, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
And here we are. We're coming to the end of my show. I've got one more song for you, though. What did I just play? I started off with Joe South. I did Games People Play. Europe did The Final Countdown. And I played the Revelation version of Lights by Journey. Okay, well, I'll be back on next week, of course. Same time, same cat channel. I do a very early in the morning show from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Sundays from, it's live from the IF Club. And I, next week is going to be the first weekend of the month. So it will be 50s and rockabilly night at the IF Club, for me during my show. That's 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Sunday morning for those of you on the East Coast. The show actually runs from 10 p.m. to midnight, because I'm actually on the West Coast. And anyway, and I will, of course, be back next Sunday for my usual kind of miscellaneous classic rock show. This is what you've just been listening to. It's called The Meow Mix, and that's, of course, from noon to two, actually, Eastern time is what I've been doing, because usually by Sunday afternoon I start getting a little bit on the sick side. Anyway, so how many people know what Elton John's middle name is? Okay, everybody knows him as Elton John, but his middle name, drum roll please, is Hercules. Anyway, I'll see you all next week. Meow!